99.9 Radio USA. I got a car there from George Strait. It is 640, or make it 654, and we're at 29 degrees. It's Scott Hansen, and I have the weird news for you, brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Well, life's not looking too sunny for an Oklahoma man who was arrested for impersonating a cop in order to get a discount on a spray tan. Yeah, it's weird. Clerks at a tanning salon called the cops after Dustin Bell walked in and started acting a bit shady by flashing a badge and saying he wanted a $34 spray tan for $10. When officers arrived on the scene, Bell had the badge pinned to his sweater, and he claimed he'd found it in a car wash in a nearby town. Well, a quick call to that department that issued the badge revealed that it had been stolen from an officer on that force, who also lost some credit cards that happened to turn up in Bell's wallet. Well, he was taken into custody on suspicion of false impersonation, larceny, and concealing stolen property. And how about this? A British movie theater was forced to cancel the screening of Noah last Friday because of, you guessed it, a flood. When staffers at the View Cinema in Exeter arrived for work in the morning, they found the place swamped in water, the result of a malfunctioning ice machine, not in the angry man upstairs. Anyway, the 12:15 showing of the Russell Crowe movie Noah had to be canceled, but the workers managed to get the place dried out by late afternoon rather than the 40 days that you might have expected it to take. That is the weird news this morning. It's 6:56.
After 37 straight years.